Welcome to Perception Check, the actual play D&D podcast of your dreams. That's right, your sleep. So, anything could happen. If you listen to this one, and it's just not that good, then it was just a bad dream, and it had nothing to do with us. So enjoy this episode, or not, doesn't matter, because it's a dream.
Treasure and adventure await those who dare to seek what lie in the shadows of evil. Our realm will have to call upon its newest heroes.
Hi, my name's Matt. I play Geralt Embersoul, the Genocide Wizard.
This is Adrian. I play River Song, the Wood Elf Druid.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I play Topher Biznach, the Wood Elf Ranger.
I'm Corey, and I'll be playing Lazarus Crag, a half-orc barbarian.
I am Josh, and I'm going to be your DM for tonight.
Now join us as we venture forth to glory on this episode of Perception Check.
Okay, so at this point, the ship is yours.
I have water well. I'll just run next to the ship.
Just push it.
Just hang out by the water, see if a whale comes by, and then boom.
Lasso that.
So at this point, the ship is yours. The crew is not going to fight you. They are...
They
just
don't want
to die. Yeah, they essentially, like, 20 of these guys came up onto the deck and saw that there's the five of you standing there and, like, 150 people dead. None of them are going to fuck with you at all.
On the way back to the ship.
So where do you guys want to go? To Hogwarts?
I think we need to go to Hogwarts.
Okay. Yeah.
On the way back, I start searching all of the bodies.
Okay.
Every single one in Lazarus
takes one of the bodies and starts eating it.
Okay.
Since when was Lazarus a cannibal?
Hey, he ate weird zombie meat in one of the older ones that was unrecorded. But guys, we haven't eaten in like 15 episodes.
That's because
we're pretty hungry.
No, didn't we eat wolf meat or something?
Yeah.
Around the fire.
Holy crap! The first time we ate.
So I'm targeting like first officers.
That's actually true. I think it's assumed that
no one has a whole lot of gold. I mean, these are pirates.
River's got tons of snacks.
It would be wherever they port.
Sure.
So basic goods you now have in your possession 150 short swords.
Okay. I put them in my bag of holding.
They won't all fit.
I put however many can fit.
Three.
I put them in Erebus's bag of holding.
Whatever.
No, it would hold way more than three.
So you find between everyone, we'll say like 500 gold.
Okay.
Okay. You also find, a couple of...
I need keys for bracers?
Yes. On Dread, like the pile of red goo that was Dread, you see...
I thought he was in a jade box for eternity.
So. Yeah, but he also got really, really fucked up before that happened.
He did say that his armor came off.
Yeah.
Yeah. In his armor. I thought he came off in hell. He came back with no armor on.
Yeah, true. You're going to have to go to hell and find that key. No, you find the key. There's a couple of different officers that had it.
Okay.
So you find a couple of them. Okay. You also find a couple of books. That look like spell books.
Okay.
You guys are creating your own editing nightmare right now. You realize that?
Mind.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Ruffle.
Chris had the hardest time with that chip, and it was really funny.
You guys find basic armor and stuff.
Okay.
From everyone, but there's not a whole lot.
I was basically looking for more of those leather straps that we bought from what's his name. You know, the plus.
Dude, I think those are unique to the strip club.
The strip club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I was looking for. I was basically looking. I'm trying to see if there's any other wizards on here or sorcerers or anything that would have.
So there were, but they're just they've just all got basic wands and staves.
Are there any mice or rats on the ship?
No, this is a very clean ship.
There's a
seagull floating around though.
So they are definitely intimidated.
Topher's feces castle.
The rest of the crew.
Yeah. So
oh, absolutely.
They're absolutely terrified. Okay. While they're, like, doing their normal crew stuff, Lazarus is hanging the dead bodies on the ship from the sails and just kind of keeping eye contact completely straight-faced while doing it. And just, like, hoisting people up. That's a, they ain't trying shit at any point in time on here.
I feel like the crew of the ship is going to be forever... forever loyal to Lazarus.
Yeah. Okay, so as Lazarus is just, like, tying a rope around a couple of people's toes and just, like, hoisting them up by their toes.
These are the dead ones, right?
Yeah, the dead ones. A lot of them are just crying, like, uncontrollably crying.
Aww. Yep, Lazarus drinks their tears.
Oh my god.
Okay, so
when did Lazarus become so savage?
Dude, he wore someone's intestines around his
head. Oh, that's true. Say, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's just been a while since he's been in the game.
Okay, that's very true. Okay, so...
yeah, continue.
Okay, I pull the crew together.
Okay.
On the top of the deck.
He's gonna give them
a coach card.
Just our team? The coalition?
No, everyone.
Everybody, okay.
Everybody's on the top of the deck.
Okay.
And I exclaim that this is my ship now.
They all look at Lazarus.
Lazarus
goes, I work for him.
Okay, nice. They look back at Geralt.
Okay, perfect. Continue.
You know what you should have said,
continue
though?
Your duties is, and I'm you may live.
I'm the captain now. That's good.
Okay.
You're that the was for a now. Reason, just so everyone nice. Knows.
Okay, yeah,
that's good.
So they have no qualms with that at all.
Okay.
They are all whatever you want, yes sir, no sir. Should I rub your feet,
you can,
sir?
You can perform weddings now.
Yeah, you're no. Oh. You're not a captain.
Not a captain. No. But this is my ship.
I apologize.
As if you bought it. It's your ship, sure, absolutely.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Is this the same ship?
Yes.
That he
it is.
Took over from Aerys?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well then.
So this is a dreadnought class ship.
Well, he doesn't
want it. It is.
No, I do.
So the one that he took over from Erebus, I don't know that we ever gave it a name.
I think we did. I think it was like I don't remember it, but it did have a name. We gave it a name.
The Equalizer?
I think so. Something like that.
Okay. But or no,
the Vanguard?
Vanguard. That sounds right. Okay. But anyways, no, this is not his ship.
Oh, okay.
This ship is like 8 times bigger than that ship.
Sure.
That might have been his dad's ship.
Do we successfully sail this ship back towards Hogwarts?
Yeah, so whatever the closest port is to Hogwarts, you guys get there.
Probably the port we
left from to go to.
What was that guy's name?
Francois?
Francois, that's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Francis.
I just
listened to that episode too.
So as we get off the ship, and I shoo the workers that were on the ship away, I want to go down and talk to Francois.
Okay.
So, do you want to voice Francois, or do you want to voice Francois?
No, you're good.
Okay.
He wasn't very like French anyway, so
no,
it's not really
going
to matter.
Francois, I have acquired a new ship.
Who the fuck are you?
He knows who I am.
Doesn't remember.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Francois has short term memory.
You did not leave that great of an impression on Francois.
Okay.
Seriously, we had a pretty intense.
Yeah, he sailed our ship.
Well,
back.
We kind of almost got him killed multiple times.
Yeah.
And we kind of destroyed the ship that we went in on.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm. So
but
maybe you would like to keep your ship. Sure. No, so he after you guys talk for a few minutes, he's like, oh yeah, I think I kind of remember you. What'd you want from me?
Oh, I just wanted you to look after my ship until I return for it.
Okay. How long do you think you'll be?
I couldn't say.
That ship's getting stolen.
Let's just assume that you pay him as much as you got off the
there you go.
Dead people on the ship.
I'll tell you
I
what.
I will give you 18 swords to look after.
He also
got like 500 gold.
Okay, so the 500 gold will buy you 3 days in port and it restocked.
3 days?
And restocked?
We get rid of the bodies? This is a really expensive port.
We don't do body disposal.
That's true. It takes up like four ship docking spots.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a, like, a little really pirate ship like you guys left on.
It's not really his job.
Yeah.
That is
to be a ship caretaker.
So for 500, they'll restock it.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That is a pretty good deal.
You know what?
But the body disposal is up to you guys.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, bro, why don't you come over here and, I want you to intimidate him.
Okay.
End of the 2 weeks thing.
Alright, so Lazarus is going to try.
That'd be a 17
plus 5. Oh, wow, really? Nice.
Yeah. What did you get? That jock. I got an 18.
Plus? Oh, just
that's
18.
18 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He has a negative one charisma.
Got it.
So the only thing that helps him get over that is the...
I was hoping that it would be...
Unfortunately, Francois had a really
So 6 days.
And our original agreement was a week, and I shook his hand. Forcibly.
River will
and for 800 gold.
I don't know what
for 700.
For 800 gold.
Lazarus, 2 weeks for 750.
Lazarus puts in another 100 gold so we can actually move on with the fucking story.
Yeah, this is a lot.
You know how much bartering over a fucking ship I'm going to have to edit out? Because it's a lot. That'll be an entire episode.
And how much is a week in game time anyway? You're going to come back like...
Yeah, we'll be
fine. In 2 days
fine,
be like, hey, is it been a week yet?
I'll take your 700 gold. Gladly.
We know Bert has a door really close to this port, so...
Right. Exactly.
So can you... Do you guys want to... So you guys are going back to Hogwarts?
Yeah.
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 So you guys get back to Hogwarts, and,
There's a shield. There's a magical shield.
What song do we have to sing to get in?
My humps.
My humps, my house, my humps. My lovely lady lumps. Check it out!
And then, out of nowhere, Lazarus goes, I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, let's go. I could be your baby, you could be my honey. Let's spend time, not money. Watch my mouth with my cocoa.
Press the digitation. I produce a flask in front of Lazarus' face.
And, like, mid-lyrics, like, milk with my cocoa. Drink!
So you guys get in. Did you guys take Erebus with you, or is he still, like, passed out on the show?
He's on the bed.
He's on the bed. Yeah, he's on the bed for sure.
The password that time was really the Lady Lum song. We just, like, took down the entire shield.
Yeah, all defenses are down.
This is getting out of hand. Please continue.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to go straight to Smarteldor with Erebus.
Okay.
Just to see if we can kind of figure out what's...
So... Erebus is still, like, halfway passed out.
Sure.
We need to figure out what to do about Erebus. Totally forgot that he was possessed by a demon, guys.
Oh, yeah, I thought we were just here to kick it.
I thought we were just here to barter about ships.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So I go to Smarteldor's quarters.
So you don't even have to do that. So
he's going
to
meet us.
At the gates of the castle, Smarteldor is there waiting for you guys.
Okay. So I relay the information to him about the potential demon possession and what Erebus did on the ship.
Okay.
And how we put the bracers on him because he's far too magical.
Okay.
Let's just say I cast True Strike on him so that I can tell him that he's a level 20 sorcerer.
Okay.
And ask him, what do we do now?
Did you get the demon's name?
Unfortunately, no. There was just a lot of screaming.
Hmm.
I pathicate to Erebus's screaming stuff. What is your name?
There's no answer.
Okay.
So to be able to dispel a demon's hold on a warlock, you need to figure out the name of the demon.
Rumpelstiltskin.
It's not Rumpelstiltskin, but it's close.
Trumpelstiltskin.
It's not.
Wait,
anywhere
it's not close.
So
Jones Foreskin.
Jones Foreskin.
Oh my god.
What? Is River drunk?
What the fuck? Yeah,
I'm so sad. Don't miss that.
So, and this is Smordador telling you this.
Okay.
So, to be able to dispel a demon from a warlock, you have to know the demon's name. You have to go to its plane of existence or summon it somehow and then kill it.
Okay.
Or rewrite the contract with it.
What? Okay. What about, like, Smartledore? Do you know any paladins that are kind of in good with, you know, their lord we may be able to get some help from?
I can only think of one. You guys have actually already met him quite a few times, I believe. It's the wonderful, lovely, wonderful. Breathtakingly handsome...
Fuck you guys.
You gotta use your best D-bag voice here, Josh.
I don't know that I can do it that well. What the fuck David was his name?
David Horselhoff.
Okay.
We're all waiting for you to say it.
David Horselhoff is probably one of the most accomplished paladins I know of.
Cough bullshit.
Bless you.
Did you say Geralt. Cough bullshit?
Yes.
Nice.
Bless cough. You, Geralt.
Cough again.
Bullshit. You should really get that cough looked at.
Because that cough sounds like bullshit.
Okay, I pathicate to David Horselhoff and tell him, unfortunately...
Well, hello, Geralt.
Hello.
That was good.
Do you need my help again?
That was a good Horselhoff. I'm impressed.
This is the worst.
It is. This is the worst.
Lazarus says, I regret this immediately.
But I do need your help.
So you need my
Horselhoff
help.
Horselhoff was a bad choice.
I did just say that, yes. I do need your help.
Could you repeat it one more time that you, Geralt, need my help?
I, Geralt.
Oh.
State your name. Yes, very good.
Need your help.
And why do you need my help, Geralt? Are you not good enough?
Well, it's not my class, so... I need
excuses, excuses, Geralt. Let me tell you a story.
Please don't. Would you please come to Hogwarts?
Oh, I suppose I could be there in a jiff.
Okay. Geralt out.
Oh!
And as you say Geralt out, you see Kip behind you.
Kit. With the T.
Kit behind you. And Kit goes, Horselhoff out.
Oh my god.
Or, excuse me, Horselhoff in.
Horselhoff in.
Oh, Horselhoff in. Damn, that's impressive. Okay. As much of a douche as he is, that is impressive. I wonder how much of his, like, amazingness is just due to his horse, though. Agreed. Side note.
Agreed.
Whoever wants to sleep
with does anybody else want to talk?
It's platonic.
Lazarus goes, look, we have an issue. It looks like Erebus has been possessed. Is there any
information? By a demon, yes. Get? I can see that.
Okay, well... Great.
Look, but I'm going to be honest.
Can you give us any more than that?
Topher stopped off at the tavern, and he's in no state to to have conversations right now.
Okay.
Did you happen to get
River's
the demon's
drunk,
name?
In case you're wondering.
Okay.
And Lazarus goes, no, we don't have the name, but how would we go about finding out lore about this type of thing?
Well, do you know what kind of demon it was?
A mean one.
No. Huge boobs.
Yeah, they're big.
I know exactly
boobs.
Who they What do you take boobs. Me for? Do you think I just studied demon boobs?
No, but they were like abnormal.
What kind of paladin are you? Come on, man.
They were like abnormal. It was like they
most
grow
have
babies.
You never seen a demon? Like most of them are very, very attractive.
Lazarus
very drunk at the time.
Look, David. We've already lost about 20 listeners. So if you could give us anything that would help us in our search of finding this demon's name, that'd be great.
Well, you could go around to some of the shrines around and see if there's any sort of reaction from Erebus when he goes inside of the temple.
Awesome. Do you have any ideas on where those are located? Can we get a map of some sort?
Yeah, I suppose. Kit, do you have a... Do we have that map still? Yes, I think so. Hold on. Nay.
Hold on, keep talking to yourself, because this is really funny.
So he gives you a map, and he goes, this is all of the ones that I know of. There's many, many more, but
River, like, these are the ones that I've... Apple out of her pocket and gives it to Kit. She feeds Kit.
He spits it on the ground.
Aww.
We talked about... No,
he likes steak.
Yeah, likes steak. Right. We talked about this way back. So you guys have got a map of... there's probably 12 different temples.
Okay.
12, really?
So I speak to Smartledore, and I ask him, is there any way... Well, actually, I ask him where Bert is.
Bert, as far as I know, is back at the guild.
Mm.
What is the map? What's the closest shrine to where we are?
It's about a day's ride.
How long does this knockout stuff last?
Oh, good question.
Well, considering the fact that you guys use, like, 4 canisters, a while.
Okay. So we're going to be okay checking out some of these places.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys were out for almost a week.
Okay.
With 1 canister.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
So it should be about 3 or 4 weeks.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
Okay. The closest one is a day's ride.
Yep. Okay, so then we go for that.
Should we rent a wagon or something from Red Larch? Or
why rent a wagon, Chris, when we have...
We have a bed, and I can turn into something.
Oh, we have a magical floating bed and an animal that can... Tie herself to the bed and drag us all.
Yeah.
It won't only hold one Erebus.
That's true.
But 2 people. So maybe if we do a human pyramid on it.
But it still won't work. So.
Okay, I take my bedroll and my rope, and I take everyone else's bedrolls, and we create some sort of thing.
Let's just say you get to the fucking shrine.
That's right.
Okay. Let's do this elaborate bed choo-choo train.
No, I want 5 minutes on how awesome we did on this bed construction.
By the way, guys, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Lazarus make a bed train. It's like Topher in the forest. It's fucking majestic.
Really in his off time, he just makes bed trains.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know
some people spend their time doing useful things. Lazarus, with all his downtimes, is just tying all of your guys' beds together.
It's a game he used to play with his kids, okay?
Yeah.
It was their favorite bedtime game.
Yep.
Okay.
You play bedtime.
Mattress train.
Okay.
So you guys get to this shrine. It's a fairly ornate wood temple that's often, like, the middle of... not, like, in the middle of the woods, but it's definitely off the beaten path from where someone would normally go.
What kind of train is it, though? Because Topher...
Have you ever seen Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
It looks nothing like that.
He said, what kind of terrain?
Oh, I thought you said, what kind of train?
No. Terrain is right, the train cabin. No.
It's wood. Woods.
That qualifies as forest.
I rolled a 13 perception on this thing. I guess it'd be investigation, actually.
So you're trying to do an investigation on the outside of the shrine?
Yeah.
So it's not so much a shrine as it is like a temple. So you're just looking at the outside of a building.
Okay.
There's no like indicating markers that this is like a demon temple.
Okay. So maybe we should move on to the next one.
It's not like there's just like a big statue of a demon head sitting on above the door. Like it just looks like any other wood built temple.
I knock on the door.
A fairly old elf.
I don't expect anyone to be there.
Answers the door.
Hello, good sir.
Have you come to pay tribute?
No, we've come to rewrite a contract with the demon for our friend. And I point to the bed.
Rewriting contracts is mighty tricky, but...
we have to learn the demon's name.
We must learn the demon's name.
Okay.
It's so... got huge boobs. Have you ever heard of...
I knew that was going to be important. I knew the size of the breast was going to be important.
Like,
show us with your hands how big your deity's boobs are, and then we've seen them, so we'll be able to tell if this is the place.
He doesn't have arms.
Oh, okay.
Show us with your feet.
He kind of like spreads. I don't know if I can do that. My back's real, real bad.
Oh, okay.
Can you give us a cup size?
So they must be big then, if you can't spread your feet out that far. So guys,
he moves his legs apart like 2 inches, and then just like winces in pain.
Okay.
So he introduces himself as Hamath. Oh, that's from
Hey Mitch.
And Lazarus goes, "Oh hi, Hamath. So nice to meet you, Hamath." He keeps looking at Lazarus. Not Lazarus. He's looking at Erebus. He looks in a mirror. In my the reflection.
So to be able to gain access to the temple, you will need to pay a tribute as you enter, though.
What's that?
It's a small sacrifice. You just put your hand through this little hole, and it takes some blood.
Okay, Lazarus puts Erebus' hand through the hole.
Okay, Erebus' skin is like silvery blue, and it starts to turn white.
Okay, Lazarus goes, "Well, I'm glad we did him."
But for each of you that enters the temple, you will need to make a sacrifice to the temple.
We don't all have to go in, do
we? Well, he has another hand.
That's not really going to make any difference.
So each person has
each
to
person that
blood.
Enters the temple will need to make a blood sacrifice.
How about before we do that, you just tell us your entity's
Why
name?
Would I do that?
Because we're really curious, and if you can answer this question correctly, we have a giant check for sweepstakes to where you'll win 10,000 gold.
I really don't have any need for gold.
I guess. I cast True Strike.
Wait, so for every person that enters the temple, someone must give blood?
For every person that enters the temple, each person must give blood.
He's going to conjure it. Some beings to donate for us.
I
don't know that they're like living, though. I don't know if that would work.
I cast True Strike on Hamath.
What does True Strike do, and does he know that you've cast it?
Doesn't say anything.
Carefully.
Doesn't say anything about whether or not he knows that I cast it.
Okay, so what does it tell you about the person?
It's going to tell me...
Alright, Lazarus sticks his hand in the hole, and he goes, "I'm taking this one."
Okay, so you're going to just drag Erebus into the temple.
Do you guys think that sign that his skin turned a color is the sign that this is the right temple?
That only happened when you put his hand in there and it started sucking blood out of his arm.
Oh, okay. So then there's no need for us to
You
go
have not
into this
entered
temple.
The temple.
Oh, okay.
So Lazarus will take Erebus in and then see what I have 100 and something
word?
Health.
Give me a safe word so that we can come in and help.
Catacomb.
So it's catacomb. You're gonna take 15 points of damage as it drains some blood out of you. As you walk in, not a whole lot happens. Did you still want to talk to this guy now that you're in the temple? He would probably be a little bit more open to someone that has paid
tribute
to their deity.
I'm not going in there.
I'm just going to say I relay everything that kind of happened and just kind of go, do you have any ideas or hints on what this could possibly be?
Well, it definitely doesn't sound like anything that I've dealt with necessarily. So our gods are less demons and more vampires, hence the blood.
Am I going to become a vampire?
No. So essentially you just like...
Fend your god.
Yeah.
Vampire. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
But there is a few. Was there anything specific that that happened or anything else?
Well, from what I was told, There was a conversation and he made a deal and took all of this power, and they had big wings. You heard about the boob size. And
okay, what happened after?
Just told
caught
him
some arrows on fire, killed some people, sent somebody to hell and back. I'm helping.
Okay. Sent people through hell. He encaged someone in a...
He encaged?
Yeah, he, like, put him in a cage. Like,
he used imprisonment.
Yeah. I'm not a magic person.
She used imprisonment, but yeah.
You said it was made of jade? Yeah. Well, that definitely narrows it down.
Do I have the maps? Okay. Lazarus takes out the map and he goes, this is a map of some of the shrines that we're looking to investigate.
Maybe you can
to try
eliminate,
and find.
Eliminate some.
Are there some of these that you know?
Yeah, so he takes the map and...
that's a good idea.
Bites his finger and, like, marks off the ones that aren't going to be, like, have anything to do with those in blood.
Okay, and Lazarus, while watching this, is just kind of like, well, you don't need... I got a pet, that's fine.
I path the gate to Lazarus, and I ask him if there's anybody else in the temple.
I guess I look around and see if there's
anybody else. There's about 30 people kneeling in the temple.
Okay, and Lazarus just kind of goes... You're doing great.
So you guys are kind of just like in like the back of this of this temple talking. There's about 30 people total in there. The majority of them are kneeling. Some are in other like little ornate boxes that they've got their arms in. Then there's also a few other ones that are like walking around and healing people.
Ah, neat.
Okay. So you relay that information to me?
Yeah, if you're pathicating me, I'm just kind of feeding you the thoughts of everything that I'm hearing.
Okay, so then I want to pathicate to Smartledor and relay that information to him.
Okay. So,
just so he knows that it's here and if he wants us to do anything about it.
Okay. That sounds like a temple. I don't know that it necessarily needs to be dealt with right now.
Okay. How many shrines was he able to cross out?
He crossed out four.
Four? Okay, so we have five total knocked out of 12.
Yep. Okay. So we have seven left.
Okay.
Okay. Ask him if there's any place that he thinks we should go is for a woman demon.
Hmm.
The rest of them are women.
Oh, the rest of them are women.
Yeah. Women. Okay.
Are there any that are dragonborn or dragon-winged?
So they're not...
just so you know, I'm pathogating it to him so he can tell.
So, okay. So most of these places, they're not going to be able to give you a description. Okay. You're going to have to figure out whether it is the correct temple or not solely by Erebus's reaction in it.
Yeah.
So most of these people, just like if you were a Christian or whatever else, you've never seen your god. Okay,
sure.
So you believe that it is the best, most powerful, whatever. You worship it.
They have a description.
So our way of testing it is by bringing Erebus inside.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the next nearest temple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he also says...
I shake his hand.
There's a possibility that... that this is a fiendish demon. What I mean by that is there's different types of demons. Some demons solely want power. Some want mischief or, you know, mishaps to happen to other people around them. So it's not always about killing people. Some demons just want something specific. So, on that note, my suggestion would be one of these three.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, so we got it narrowed down to three.
And they are... do yours just take us to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to say,
Travel.
Where is, like... Is it located, like, in a whole bunch of different places, or...?
There is two that are on... the same continent that you guys are on.
Okay.
And then there's one that's off quite a ways.
Okay. So we're on day two now. How long does it take us to get there?
I would say it takes you probably 3 days.
Okay.
Of travel.
Okay. Off continent one or the on continent?
On continent.
How long for the off continent?
It'd probably take you a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Maybe we should do the off continent one while we have the ship.
That's a good idea.
So you still have the ship, you would just have to pay more money to store it. Also, you can't really store it at, like, the port. Like, you didn't just, like, come up and park and, like, jump off the ship. It's stored way the fuck out there. And you had to take a boat in, because this ship is way too large to park and port.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think Corey's got the right, or Lazarus has the right idea.
Your hands start to burn a little bit. Okay. And, Smartledore says, Geralt, I know that you guys have the map and everything, but maybe this is something that would be more along the lines of the guild. So this isn't really my area of expertise.
Okay.
The Assassin's Guild?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I talked to the guild master a little bit about it, but I didn't have all the details that you guys have, but I relayed that Erebus's condition, and he thought that maybe if you were to bring Erebus there, and they could take a look at him, they dive a little bit deeper into the darker magics.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that you might want to take a look at. I know that there's a ton of different shrines, and I was talking to David about it, and he's just such a peach. The shrines that he gave you is a very, very limited amount of the shrines that exist in the world proper. So, you know, out of the shrines that he knows of, it may not be any of those. So I really think your best course of action would be to go and talk to the guild master about it.
Okay.
Smartledore out.
Nice.
Ah.
Okay, I want to go back to my ship.
Okay.
First. And see that it's stocked and all that kind of stuff, and talk to Francois real quickly. How many days have passed at this point?
We'll say you get there in... It's 3 days have passed. Or 4 days. 4 days total since you left Francois.
Okay.
So you get there, and all of you are walking along and dragging Erebus behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees Erebus, and he just, like, jerks straight up out of his chair. Erebus! Garrow, your ship's ready. Please leave immediately.
Francois, this is a little bit different attitude, isn't it?
Well, the Reaper.
Yeah, the Reaper it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to keep my ship here until I come back, right? For free.
It's already been stocked, and I mean, it's really just parked out there in the water. I don't see a problem with that.
Great. No. I need you to put some men on guard on the ship.
Don't you already have men on guard on the ship?
No, I dismissed them. Can we retcon that I kept them? Okay, that's great. Thank you.
They're just, like, off behind the shack, and then they all just, like, kind of come out.
Yeah, they've just been at the bar. And you go in and grab them and tell them to go back to the ship.
Okay, great. I go back to Francois, and
none of them want you to have to come and find them, because they assume that would be much, much worse.
Great.
So.
We made a statement.
Yeah.
Great. So I go back up to Francois, and I say, thank you for taking care of the ship. I know that it's been such a burden for you, but if you get out of line, the Reaper will come for you. And then I take my hand, and I go to slap him, and then I stop it just short.
Geralt gets real cocky real fast, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't even flinch. He's not afraid of you. He's afraid of the Reaper.
Then I slap him all the way.
Okay. Yes. You looked like you were pondering.
No, I'm just,
We leave immediately so he doesn't find out that, that the Reaper, quote-unquote, is asleep and incapacitated.
Okay. So where are you guys going?
Back to the Guildmaster.
Okay.
I contact Bert through Pathicate and tell him we're on our way.
Bert doesn't answer.
Okay, Bert doesn't answer. Got it.
We can't get to the Guildmaster without Bert, can we?
We know where it is.
Yeah, you guys are essentially members of the Assassin's Guild, I believe.
Yeah, we're just low level.
Corey?
Hmm?
Are we low-level members of the Assassin's Guild?
You guys still have medallions that he gave you to get through the portals.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So we go to, and I go speak, well, does someone else want to talk and talk to the Guildmaster?
Well, I feel like Lazarus has shown a lot more competency than what he probably normally has in the past little bit. Sure. Topher, did you want to talk to the Guildmaster?
I'll talk to him.
Go for it.
Are we with the Guildmaster already?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just letting us, like...
Alright, yeah, Guildmaster, here's the dealio. We have a friend who was kidnapped, but then he was possessed by a demon and, like, got his own revenge, which was great. But we need to... He's asleep right now, as you can tell. And we don't want him to wake up being possessed by this same demon, so we need to find a way to get out of him. We have this map of the shrines. Most of them have been checked off, because we know which one... So we know that these are the main ones to pay attention to. But primarily, what we want to get from you is what you... Any information you can give us on how we can get this demon out of our friend here.
Well, the biggest part about dispelling that sort of a contract is either knowing the name and being able to conjure it, or by happenstance you run across it.
Do you know how we could find the name of a demon? Because we did see it. We know what it looks like.
Hmm. And he thinks for a bit and... have you tried fighting him?
Erebus?
Yeah.
No.
That seems not like
Could we use your help? Do you have any assassins you could lend us so we kind of have an upper hand here?
That's not really... I mean, if you want to hire the Assassin's Guild for that sort of thing, but, That would be spendy. You know, they're not going to just take a beating for free, especially if all of what you're saying is true. So, he seems to be in sort of a incapacitated state. What did you guys do to him?
I take the green canister out of my bag and let him inspect it. This is what happened to him.
This is incredibly powerful herbalism. Whoever made this is a freaking genius.
We didn't make them, we just threw them at him.
Well, no, I know.
Lazarus says I made it.
Lies.
I'm real smart.
Whoever made this
Bro, what did we talk about? Lies.
A genius. Do you have more of these?
No, I think this is the last one.
Just the one, and I put it back in my bag.
Okay. Would you sell it to me?
No. But I would let you search for, or rather, what's the word I'm looking for?
Pancakes.
No.
Pan clogs.
I'm thinking like,
research it?
Research it and figure out what it is.
For me to be able to research it, I'd probably have to dismantle it. So this one in particular would not work anymore.
Well, I'll make you a deal. You give me an eyelash so I can contact you at any time.
An eyelash. No, I don't think so. I'll tell you what I was going to do. I will give you 1,000 gold for that.
I will... Here's what I want.
And also tell us all about it and what it is.
Once I've finished my research, absolutely.
Release the formula to us.
Yeah, you make another one for me after you figure it out, and that's a deal.
Okay.
Nice. That's a good deal.
Yeah. So you That's no fine. Longer have the green canister.
That's fine.
Okay. I mean, you now have 1,000 gold, which is a huge plus.
I mean, I know I probably need the canister, but if they're going to research it, then I'm going to have one later.
Yeah, eventually.
It'll
take him quite a while.
I'm just saying, if he wakes up and he's causing trouble, you got a Pokeball you could always try.
That's very true. He's, you know what? He's asleep He's asleep right now. I could just use it right now. He can't do anything.
You'd still have to roll high enough to be able to exceed his health.
The roll
is based off of the health of the creature, not it's awake or asleep.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
So you just bounce it off his head. And
yeah. Well, I mean, I can try repeatedly, right? What if I take 20 and I catch him in the Pokeball?
I'm gonna tell you to wait.
Okay, got
that's,
it.
No.
Yeah, no, I got, I get that.
Kay.
Okay. But the green canister, as it, obviously, he wants it, the guildmaster. I've already made the deal, but...
Yeah. No backsies.
Right. Is it something that we're going... Well, we don't need it, right?
Well, you might if he wakes up again.
Right, well, I guess that...
Although it took more than one canister to knock him out last time, so maybe it wouldn't have been...
Yeah, it wouldn't have been all that helpful in the first place. Okay, that's fine. I'm not worried about it then.
Okay.
Eventually, I'll get a canister from them and 1,000 gold. That's fine.
Okay, so you have the 1,000 gold, so if you want to mark that down so you don't forget.
Okay.
Go ahead and do a perception check.
Don't even think about it. I put it in my bag of holding, so no way. Nope. Don't even think about it.
It's just going to be a dick. Okay. I won't be that mean. It's just going to take, like, one gold out. I'd be like, I thought I had...
Okay, let's...
So, what is our plan now? So, is the guildmaster telling us we need to fight him in order to...
That would be one way to try and get the demon's name.
Okay.
Hmm. And we absolutely have to get the demon's name?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would have to figure out the demon's name to be able to conjure it to either... So you can walk around to, you know, however many countless temples and hope that you get lucky. That's the correct temple.
Or we could just keep guessing. Beelzebub. Baal.
Azrael.
So
it's not
this
skin or Trump's foreskin.
Yeah. We have a
foreskin?
Yeah. You missed it. I know. I feel so bad for you. So this is an actual deity, not in the realm of D&D, but in like Greek mythology.
Okay,
because I really mythology. Like Greek mythology. Yeah,
interesting.
Ares.
No, so we're talking.
We're looking for evil. We're
yeah. just saying God.
Looking at man. I
Aphrodite.
Wish I kept reading more myth. Greek mythology instead of Norse. So there's obviously Hades.
Juno.
There's Cerberus. But we wouldn't know this stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Not
no. We
you...
wouldn't. So this makes
well,
no sense.
Well, I have a book of lore that's going to be able to... I'm going to be able to know the names. Maybe I can narrow that down. I'll look in my
book. I'm just going to say none of that stuff exists in that book.
I don't know what to do at this point. So I asked the guildmaster if he has any other suggestions for us.
Do you think you can beat him in combat?
No.
I don't think we can.
Not the demon.
Not the demon.
What if we fake allegiance? Like, wake him up and then...
So, just...
We worship you.
What does he have on his wrists?
Those are...
Magic bracelets.
Oh, okay.
Magic canceling bracelets.
Hmm.
We try fighting him with the bracelets on.
Okay.
I'm feeling like there's major hints about fighting this thing.
I don't know if that affects the demon,
blink,
though.
I think that twice, DM, maybe if this is what we should do.
Okay, I asked them if there is any waking powder for
say,
the...
How do we wake him up?
Have you tried slapping him real hard?
I slap him real hard.
he doesn't wake up.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Does anyone else want to try?
What worked last time? Was it beer? I don't think that worked.
He's fire to wake up Erebus.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
Norris. And he drops to the ground.
Okay.
That didn't work last time you used fire.
Oh, that's right. I produced flame on the bed.
On the bed?
Under him.
He starts to stir around quite a bit, but he's not awake.
Okay. I cast Firebolt at him.
It kind of like burns a little bit, like singes a little bit of his plate mail, but
Lazarus says loudly, "Guys, come look at this kitten I found. It's playing with some yarn. It's super cute."
And he perks right up. So after a little bit of you guys, like, you casting fire and Rivers casting her...
fire.
No, what was the other one that you talked about earlier?
Lazarus.
Moonbeam?
No,
Lazarus
ice spell.
Takes the edge of his
ice storm. Yeah.
Lazarus takes the edge of his axe and cuts his hand and, like, drips it onto Erebus.
He wakes up.
What?
Bleeding on him?
Where are we at? Are we still in the
guild? You're still in the guild. He's brought you guys to, like just this big open... It looks like a training arena.
That's to an arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Erebus just woke up because of...
It's a demon, blood. Dude. I gave him blood.
Okay, so I cast Liamen's Tiny Hut.
Okay.
10-foot radius, a mobile dome of force springs from existence around you. Nine creatures of medium size or smaller can fit inside the dome. The spell fails if the area includes larger objects or creatures or more than nine creatures. Creatures and objects within the dome, when you cast the spell, can move freely through it. All other creatures and objects are barred from passing through it. Spells and other magical effects can't extend through the dome and can't be cast through it.
And how big is it?
The atmosphere, blah blah blah.
It's
10 feet.
Okay.
So I push Erebus out of the dome and we stay inside.
Okay.
Why would we do that?
Because we don't want him in here. He can't get in.
But well, I thought we wanted to fight him.
We do want to fight him. We want to have an advantage.
So we're gonna fight him from inside the
arrow.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so he wakes up. He kind of like stumbles to his feet, trying to figure out where he is, and he looks over at like this little force bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Can he see inside of it?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, "Guys, what the fuck?"
Well, Erebus, buddy.
Hey, what demon did you make a deal with?
Demon, I don't.
I just thought maybe we'd try asking.
No, I was going to do the same thing.
Okay, I cast True Strike.
Piss him off. Bring the demon.
I want to see if he's still level 20.
He is not level 20.
Okay.
He's level 28.
He's level 28. Okay.
Is that awesome?
Well, he's possessed by another entity that is 20.
Level 20.
And he's 8.
Yeah.
And he's 8.
So he is a level 8 fighter, level 20 warlock. He has about 500 HP and an armor class of 24.
So just shoot him in the foot. He's got plenty of health. He'll be fine. We just need to piss it off and bring the demon out.
And then what? Try to find
Erebus, we're very sorry, but we have to fight you.
Why do you have to fight me? I don't understand.
You've been
you will shortly. You will shortly, and I cast Fireball at him.
Okay.
We should discuss this more.
Is it a ranged spell attack?
I'm looking for the dexterity saving throw.
Hey, maybe we should just, like, describe the demon to him and ask him if he has a chick with...
You want me to just wait?
Huge boobs and wings and...
He's not gonna know. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I told you it was a good night of rolling, dude. I rolled... Before we started, I rolled two.
You already have the fucking hugest advantage of being level 28 and all your motherfucking pluses, and then you roll goddamn 19s and 20s every fucking time.
I rolled a 17 earlier.
This is just not going to work. I don't know what we're going to do.
Lazarus just explains everything that's been going on to Erebus.
That doesn't sound like anything I would do, but...
What's the last thing you remember?
I remember sitting around the fire with you guys when we were on our way from... from the castle.
Okay.
Alright. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can't... Like, I literally can't cast any spells. Because everything is not gonna hit. So I don't... I don't know.
Talk to, Pathicate David.
Okay.
Okay. And Lazarus says, David, first of all, shut up. Secondly... what do you know about demons? There's a possession here. He doesn't remember what's going on. What's a way we can bring out this demon and talk to it?
Have you tried hitting him with anything?
Not yet. Okay.
Topher shoots him in the foot with an arrow. 23 to hit.
What was the 18? Okay, so anyway, we took his armor off before. You didn't hear us, but we totally said that.
So you shoot him in the foot. Mm. What the fuck, guys?
We go, are you feeling mad?
A little bit, yeah. What the hell?
Getting really mad?
No, I'm just a little bit mad. I mean, it's a small arrow. I got a big foot.
We're trying to get a demon out of you. Just roll with it.
Get really mad.
Okay. I don't really feel any madder, guys. Like...
Okay, Lazarus runs out of the hut and punches Erebus in the face.
Bro! Bash bros!
And he's like, I know, I'm trying to help. Just believe me.
Okay, so after...
You're ugly.
Aw, that's just hurtful. after all of you guys just, like, standing in this hut... Hucking things at him.
throwing rocks.
Yeah, shooting arrows, shooting firebolts, whatever else. He finally gets, like, really, really mad.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do a perception check.
Dad's, nope. Someone else. It's up to you. 3 sevens. Are you fucking kidding me?
18 14. Plus.
Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl, 18's enough. You see more of the lights on his bracers start to light up as he gets more and more pissed off.
Okay.
The 22.
Okay.
I was just trying to finish what I was doing.
Okay.
It looks like we're getting there. Let's keep pissing him off.
Turned yet?
Erebus is stupid, narcoleptic, poopy pants.
I don't think emotional things are...
He has his partner.
Oh, dude, he snaps.
Nailed it. Lazarus hucks a javelin at him for 26.
Okay. It hits, and then without him moving, it pulls itself back out, and the wound shuts.
Okay, and Lazarus points to it and goes, that fucking right there! That right there. Did you see that?
See what?
You son of a bitch.
Okay. What's your name?
Erebus?
What is going on?
You want to try pathcating again?
He isn't going to do it.
To who?
To Erebus.
Okay. I do that.
I was going to say that fucking earlier.
Hey, it's me, Garrel. Sorry, we've been hitting you with stuff.
Yeah, what the fuck, guys? Like, this is really not cool. Like, I'm hurting kind of bad here.
Honestly, right. I'm shocked you're just taking it.
Well, you guys are in a little fucking bubble. It's not like I can do shit in here.
Yeah. Well, the bubble is for our protection as much as yours. Here's the thing.
You hear, like, garbled voices in the background as he is listening.
Okay. Yeah, those voices? You know those ones?
All I hear is yours.
Mm. Yeah, well, I hear some more, and those are definitely bad stuff. And I think you might have a demon possessing you. Some sort of contract you signed? You said you wanted it all?
So you want to strike a deal.
I want to strike a deal.
Well, what sort of a deal would you like to strike?
Hmm. Okay, so I take it I'm not talking to Erebus anymore.
No, silly.
I'm Geralt. Who are you?
Well, that's... We haven't even been out on a date or anything. You don't really need
to know. Formal introductions are necessary,
no,
I think.
No. You can call me Keegan.
Keegan. Michael Key?
Michael Key?
Key and Peele.
Oh.
Keegan Michael Key. Sorry. So you had no idea.
No.
That's so funny. Shoot.
That's staying in the episode.
I don't want to be the only one in this interaction because I don't
know.
Are
we all connected?
I'll pathicate you guys in.
Okay.
I have a group of friends and we're just trying to get Erebus back.
What did he promise you?
Well, he promised me his life, of course.
Now?
Well, it was sort of implied.
Well, is it in the contract?
Well, the contract is more of a verbal contract than it is a written one, so I'm going to say yes.
Is there something you value above his life that we can trade you?
A lot of death.
Well, dude, I don't know if you've met us, but I just killed like 60 people.
Really good at bringing death.
Yeah.
Well, that is... I did watch, although I did help quite a bit.
Which was really awesome of you.
Yeah.
But we can do some death, too.
Let's strike a deal, Keegan.
What sort of a deal would you like to strike, Geralt?
Who do you want dead?
What is Erebus's life worth to you?
Well, the rest of yours seem nice.
Okay, let's keep talking. It's a negotiation.
What would you do for 1,000 souls?
Fucking genius, you son of a bitch!
1,000 souls? Are they freshly killed?
They could be.
Some.
What does it matter? Do souls really go bad?
Souls taste different when they're aged versus when they're fresh.
Listen, we have a sword that's the Tupperware of swords.
Tupperware of swords?
Get some fresh.
I'm pretty sure I heard a burp sound when we resealed it.
I don't know that I want souls so much as just death in general.
This sword is great at bringing death.
Well, I would suppose any sword could be great at bringing death. It all depends on who wields it.
It helps it linger.
What does the sword do exactly?
It stores the souls of the ones you kill with it.
Well, how would that help me?
You could have it.
Well, yes, but then the most delicious part of the meal is trapped inside of this sword.
Well, what if there's a way that the next person you possess, you can make them use this sword, and you can just drain the souls as they get killed? It's like a vending machine.
Might I suggest David Horselhoff?
David Horselhoff. Where have I heard that name before? Oh, he is... I have heard that name.
If you want, we can bring him here.
He's... No, no. I don't want him anywhere near me.
I packed the gate to David Horselhoff.
He's keep him away from you.
different channel.
he is, from what I've heard, the most accomplished paladin in the world.
Yeah, we've all heard that shit.
I mean, it's unfathomable how many people he's saved, how many towns he's saved. I mean, for a demon to talk this highly of, you know, a paladin is...
Have you met
him? High praise.
Have you met him?
No, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, what if we were able to tap you into the souls of this sword, and then we tricked David into using this sword?
So the there wouldn't be any way to take the souls back out of the sword.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. Okay, what if we promise you, Inky swear, that we will kill a whole lot more people?
What good does that do?
Well, you like fresh souls.
So you all want to worship me?
No. But you can tag along just kind of in the background in your plane, and then you can suck up any souls you want that we leave behind. That's fine.
What about daily boob massage? Daily demon boob massage. Massaging of the demon boobs.
I'll tell you what. What was your name?
By the way, those must hurt your back. So what if we, like,
breath drain them surgery? A bit?
Yeah.
Wait, so you want to suck on
I
them?
I was going
to
say, are you going
to... Well, not me, but...
Topher might be up
there. Topher.
I'll tell you what, Topher.
Did you just proposition to suck on the
If you touch my voluptuous breasts, I will cut your balls off and stick them in your eye holes.
Okay, but will that get... Will we get Erebus back?
I was just making an offer. You don't gotta get violent. What was your name?
We'll go with Keegan, still.
You don't have to threaten me, Keegan. Okay. I was just asking if you wanted a breast massage. I mean, damn.
Well, that's sexual harassment.
We'll have to just disregard him.
Keegan, do you like games of chance?
Not particularly.
Okay.
But I do enjoy a good fight.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to keep my contract with Erebus.
Mm-hmm.
But I will leave him be for the time being if you can best me in combat.
All of us?
Sure, why not? Let's keep it.
How do we fight you and not Erebus?
Well, were you there on the boat?
Yes.
Obviously you were, otherwise you wouldn't have talked about my
beautiful breasts. Okay, let me lay out this contract. Okay? Let me lay out this contract in a term that I can understand. I'm not the smartest. So basically what you are saying is that if you lose this battle, Erebus is free for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can write down on a contract, if you lose this battle, Erebus is free. What happens if you win?
It's all always verbal. If I win, you'd all be dead.
Okay. So, the verbal contract is, if you lose this combat, then we get Erebus.
For now.
Okay. And we're in the hut?
Hmm?
Yeah, we're in the hut.
Okay. Cut connection.
Okay.
Contact David.
Okay.
Because verbal contract was you just gotta lose the battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Contact David.
Okay.
So are we unlocking your bracelets?
Oh, well, you
didn't. Oh, no, we didn't.
I suppose you would need to if you want to fight her.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Otherwise you have Erebus with all of the magic energy that's in him trapped.
We'll have David.
Right.
No, but how do we fight the demon without killing Erebus?
She's going to come out of him.
Yeah.
To battle.
It's a separate entity.
Is that what's going to happen, DM? Hmm? If not, you got rejected or whatever. Okay. Okay, so Lazarus goes out and he goes, okay, you're going to give a couple seconds to, like, get ready. You're not just going to cut my face off, right? Actually, he goes, hey, Geralt, key.
Right. I toss him the key. And it doesn't matter because the magic's not holding her in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the magic is holding her in?
Yep.
It's trapping all of the magical energy that's inside the person.
I path the key to David.
Okay, and I toss the key to David. The demon lady. And,
so you toss the key to Erebus?
Yeah, I guess so. From the hut. I suck it.
David answers. Do you really need my help again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
You know I do.
There's some evil shit going on, David. Your god would really hate this.
Come check out this demon. She's real scared of you.
That's true.
I really hate
I'll tell you what. I can come in, 15 minutes or so? I'm kind of busy.
Can we talk to Kit?
No, do you have one of Kit's eyelashes?
I don't.
Well, I'm sure. Talk to Kit. I'm sure you can get here quicker.
Well, I mean, Kit's fast and all, but I'm on a date.
Who are you on a date with?
That's not important.
Okay, David. David,
mm-hmm.
are you eating dinner in front of a mirror again? Yeah, you can get here sooner, David. We know what you're doing.
Your date will understand.
But we were just about to get to the good part.
Real quick, how would Smarldor feel if all of his coalition of light was murdered?
Do I seem like a mind reader?
Yeah, well, you don't need to be, because he'd be real pissed. Have you listened to Geralt's backstory? He likes that guy.
Okay, so while you guys are talking, Erebus starts unlocking his bracers.
I pathicate to Smarldor and tell him, hey, get David to the guild place.
Nailed it. Got it in one.
Guild place now.
So are you guys still inside of the hut?
Yeah.
So he unlocks the last bracer. And
what does Smarldor say?
Maybe I didn't do it great.
he said he would contact Bert.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
We are getting into the ending of this thing. The next episode is the last one. It's a short one that kind of resolves Act 2. And the episodes after that will be jumping into Act 3 and leading up towards the end of this thing, which should be a lot of fun. Anyway, go on to iTunes, subscribe, rate us, give us some stars. Not on iTunes, just give us all your stars. Look through your house and any stars you have stored up in case of emergency, you give them to us. But like, subscribe, rate, all that good stuff. Go to our Facebook, go to perceptioncheckpodcast.com, check out the site. We've got some cool stuff up there for you guys to see, like a map of the world to kind of give you guys some perspective. And character information and some cool art and images that we've done for the show. Anyway, thank you for listening, and see you soon.